And good afternoon. You're listening to Ken Hudnall. This is the Ken Hudnall Show. Coming to you from our studios right here in exciting El Paso, Texas. Gateway to the Old West. The most haunted city in the country. Well, we're starting another week of lockdown. It's the 173rd day of the year. 174th in leap years. And in the northern hemisphere, it's a summer solstice. The year 217 BC, the Battle of Raphia. Ptolemy IV, Philopater of Egypt, defeats Antiochus III, the Great of the Seleucid Kingdom. Interestingly enough, Antiochus III, according to family history, was one of my ancestors. 168 BC, Battle of Pydna. Romans under Lucius Aemilius Paleus defeat Macedonian King Perseus, who surrenders after the battle. That ended the Third Macedonian War. 813, Battle of Vercingetorix. The Bulgars, led by Crum, defeat the Byzantine army near Edirne. Emperor Michael I is forced to abrogate in favor of Leo V, the Armenian. Gotta admire those names. 910, the Hungarians defeat the East Frankish army near Rednitz River, killing its leader, Gebhard, Duke of Lotharingia, or Lorraine. 1527, Fetahila expels Portuguese forces from Sudna Kalapa, now regarded as the foundation of Jakarta. 1593, Battle of Sisak. Allied Christian troops defeat the Ottomans. 1633, the Holy Office in Rome forces Galileo Galilei to recant his view of this, that the sun, not the earth, is the center of the universe in the form he presented it in. That was after a lot of heated controversy. But religious decisions, don't you know, have to be final. The In 1774, the British passed the Quebec Act, setting out rules of governance for the colony of Quebec in British North America. 1783, a poisonous cloud caused by the eruption of the Laki volcano in Iceland reaches Le Havre in France. 1807, in the Chesapeake Leopold affair, the British warship HMS Leopold attacks and boards the American frigate USS Chesapeake. 1813, in the War of 1812, after learning of American plans for a surprise attack on Beaver Dam in Ontario, Laura Seekard sets out on a 30-kilometer journey on foot to warn Lieutenant James Fitzgibbon. 1839, Cherokee leaders Major Ridge, John Ridge, and Elias Boudinot are assassinated for signing the Treaty of New Ecota, which had resulted in the Trail of Tears. Computers are strange things. They cause all kinds of issues. Trying to figure out. All right, we had a slight stoppage. We're back up and running. You know, we were talking about all the things that happened on this date in history. In 1870, the United States Department of Justice is created by the U.S. Congress. 1893, the Royal Navy battleship HMS Camperdown accidentally rams the British Mediterranean Fleet flagship HMS Victoria, which sinks, taking 358 crew members with her, including the fleet commander, Vice Admiral Sir George Tryon. 1897, British colonial officers Charles Walter Rann and Lieutenant Charles Egerton Erst are assassinated in Prune, Maharashtra, India, by the Chepikar brothers and Mahadeo Vaniak Ranade, who is later caught and hung. 1898, Spanish-American War, in a chaotic operation, 6,000 men of the U.S. Army's 5th Corps begin landing at Dakar in Cuba, about 16 miles east of Santiago de Cuba. Lieutenant General Arsenio Linares y Pombo of the Spanish Army outnumbers him 2-1, but doesn't oppose the landings. 1907, the London Underground's Charing Cross, Eastern and Hampstead Railway opens. I've been on it. Interesting. 1911, George V and Mary of Teck are crowned King and Queen of the UK, of Great Britain and Ireland. 1911, American Revolution. Government forces bring an end to the Meganista Rebellion of 1911 and the Second Battle of Tijuana. 1918, the Hammond Circus train wreck kills 86 and injures 127 near Hammond, Indiana. 1940, France is forced to sign the Second Company Armistice with Germany in the same railroad car in which the Germans signed the Armistice of 1918. And as soon as it was done, Hitler danced a jig outside the railroad car. 1941, Nazi Germany invaded the Soviet Union in Operation Barbarossa. 1942, Erwin Rommel promoted to Field Marshal after the capture of Tobruk. 1942, the Pledge of Allegiance is formally adopted by the U.S. Congress. 1944, opening day of the Soviet Union's Operation Bagration against the German Army Group Center. 1944, Franklin D. Roosevelt signed into law the Serviceman's Readjustment Act. 1944, commonly known as the GI Bill. 1945, the Battle of Okinawa comes to an end. 1948, the ship HMT Empire Windrush brought the first group of 802 West Indian immigrants to Tilbury, marking the start of the modern immigration to the United Kingdom. Boy, is it flooded now. 1948, George VI formally gives up the title Emperor of India half a year after Britain actually gave up its rule of India. 1869, the Cuyahoga River catches fire and Cleveland, drawing national attention to water pollution and spurring the passage of the Clean Water Act and the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency. 1978, Charon, the first of Pluto's satellites to be discovered, was first seen at the U.S. Naval Observatory by James W. Christie. 1984, Virgin Atlantic Airways launches its first flight from London. 1886, the famous Hand of God goal scored by Diego Maradona in the quarterfinals of the 1986 FIFA World Cup match between Argentina and England, the night's controversy. Later followed by the goal of the century. Argentina wins 2-1 and later goes on to win the World Cup. 1990, Checkpoint Charlie is dismantled in Berlin. 2002, an earthquake measuring 6.5 strikes a region in northwest Iran, killing at least 261 people and injuring 1,300 others. Eventually caused widespread public anger due to slow official response. Basically, the attitude up to that time was, if you die, you die. 2009, Washington, D.C. Metro train traveling southbound from near Fort Totten station collides with another train. I don't know what's wrong. We went offline again. The waiting to enter the station, 9 people were killed in the collision, 8 passengers and a train operator, and another 80 are injured. 2012, Paraguayan President Fernando Lugo was removed from office by impeachment and succeeded by okay. We're back once again. This has been one of those days. And I was talking about all the things that happened on this day in history. Maybe I'll be able to finish it now. Anyway, 2012, Paraguayan President Fernando Lugo removed from office by impeachment, succeeded by Federico Franco. 2012, a Turkish Air Force McDonnell Douglas F-4 Phantom II fighter plane is shot down by the Syrians, killing both the plane's pilots and worsening already strained relations between Turkey and Syria. And in 2015, the Afghan National Assembly building is attacked by gunmen after a suicide bombing. All 6 gunmen are killed and 18 people are injured. I mean, people may want to make a point, but suicide bombing, to my way of thinking, is not the way to go. All right, Christian feast day, Aaron of Aleth, Alban, first recorded martyr in Britain, in the Anglican Church. Blessed Pope Innocent V, Eusebius of Samosata in the Orthodox Church, John Fisher in the Catholic Church, Nicetas of Remusiana, Paulinus of Nola, Thomas More in the Catholic Church, Anti-Fascist Struggle Day in Croatia, Day of Remembrance of the Victims of the Great Patriotic War in Belarus, Father's Day in Guernsey, the Isle of Man in Jersey, and Teacher's Day in El Salvador. All right, let's see what else we got. And always exciting things to do. Okay, on this date, 431, the Council of Ephesus opens. That's the Third Ecumenical Council. 1342, fictional character of the Hobbit, Bilbo Baggins, returns to his home at Bag Inn. 1377, Richard II succeeds Edward III as King of England. Charles the Stout invaded Switzerland in 1476 on the battle at Marat. Anti-tax insurrection in Cornwall, suppressed at Blackheath in 1497. 1533, Ferdinand of Austria and Ottoman Sultan Suleiman the Magnificent sign a peace treaty. 1535, Cardinal John Fisher is beheaded at the Tower of London for refusing to acknowledge Henry VIII as head of the Church of England. 1559, the Jewish quarter of Prague is burned and looted. 1593, the Battle of Sisak. Allied Christian troops defeat the Turks. 1596, Cornelius de Houtman's fleet reaches Bantan in Java. 1611, Henry Hudson is set adrift in Hudson Bay by mutineers on his ship Discovery and never seen again. 1600, Charles II in 1675 established the Royal Greenwich Observatory. 1679, the Battle of Bothwell Bridge on the Clyde, the Duke of Monmouth beat the Scots. 1740, King Frederick II of Prussia ends torture and guarantees religion and freedom of the press. 1745, Bonnie Prince Charlie sailed to Scotland. 1772, Somerset versus Stuart, it's a court case, finds slavery unsupported by English common law. 1774, the British Parliament accepted the Quebec Act. 1775, the first continental currency was issued, $3 million worth. 1799, Britain and Russia decide to invade Batavian Republic. 1812, upon learning of plans by the Americans to execute a surprise attack, Lord Secord walked 32 kilometers to warn the British, resulting in a British surprise victory at the Battle of Beaver Dam. Okay. 1825, British Parliament abolished feudalism and seigneurial system in British North America. 1832, John Howe patented a pen manufacturing. Let's try it one more time. 1832, John Howe patented a pen manufacturing machine. In 1844, North American fraternity Delta Kappa Epsilon founded at Yale. 1847, the first ring donut created by Hanson Gregory. 1848, Barn Burners Party nominates Martin Van Buren for president. That was the anti-slavery party. Also, 1848, beginning of the June Days uprising in Paris by French workers. 1849, Stephen Massett opens a concert at San Francisco courthouse using only a piano. 1851, fire destroys part of San Francisco, including City Hall and the Jenny Lind Theater. That was the city's seventh major fire in 2 years. 1864, the Battle of Reams Station in Virginia, also known as Wilson's Raid. Wilson was a Union cavalry commander. 1864, the skirmish at Culp's House in Georgia. 1865, first class cricket debut of Dr. W.G. Grace. 1865, the CSS Shenandoah fired the last shot of the American Civil War in the Bering Strait to indicate surrender. Shenandoah was a raider, Confederate ship. 1868, Arkansas rejoined the U.S. 1874, Dr. Andrew Sill discovers the science of osteopathy. 1874, the game of lawn tennis introduced. 1875, Garonne flood, great damage in Verdun and Toulouse, killed 1,000. 1889, Louisville Colonels set the Major League Baseball record of 26 consecutive loss. 1893, the British Freedom to Vice Admiral George Tryon leaves Beirut. 1897, Bombay Plague Commissioner Walter Charles Rand shot by Chepikar brothers. They used extreme methods to combat the city's epidemic of plague, and so in response, he was shot. 1900 in China, practically the whole foreign community in Peking, including many Chinese Christians, retreat to the British compounds. 1904, Chinese laborers arrive in South Africa following a severe labor shortage. 1906, Hakon VII, crowned King of Norway. 1910, the first airship with passengers sets out, the Zeppelin, first airship. Ferdinand von Zeppelin invented it. Let's see, 1911, George V, crowned King of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland, Canada, Australia, South Africa, New Zealand, and all his realms and territories beyond the sea. 1915, the BMT, then called the Brooklyn Rapid Transit, began subway service. 1918, a circus train ran by a troop train in Ivanhoe, Illinois, killed 68. 1918, U.S. National Championship Women's Tennis in Forest Hills, New York. Mola Burstead beats Eleanor Gross 6-4, 6-3 for her fourth consecutive U.S. singles title. 1921, Pavel Nurmi runs a world record 10,000 meters, 30 minutes, 40.2 seconds. 1922, the Heron Massacre. 19 strike breakers and two Union miners are killed in Heron, Illinois. 1925, Spain and France fight Morocco. 1926, Cardinals pick up 39-year-old Grover Alexander on waivers from the Cubs. 1930, Lou Gehrig hits 3 home runs in a game. And Babe Ruth hit 3 in a doubleheader. 1932, Congress approved the Lindbergh Act, making kidnapping a federal offense. 1932, National League finally approves players lowering numbers. 1933, the German Social Democratic Party, forbidden. 1934, John Dillinger is informally named America's public enemy number one. 1936, Harry Frobois dives 110 meters from an airship into Bodden Sea and survives. 1937, Joe Louis KOs James Badcock in 18 rounds for his first heavyweight boxing title. 1938, Joe Louis scored a stunning first-round knockout of German Max Schmeling at Yankee Stadium. 1939, Princess and future Queen Elizabeth meets future husband Prince Philip of Greece. He was midshipman Mountbatten, Royal Navy at the time. 1940, France surrendered to Nazi Germany. The SS rounds up 31 German, Polish, and Dutch Jews in Roermond, Netherlands. 1940, about 10,000 African women marched to the Union Building to protest South Africa's involvement in World War II. In 1941, various communist and socialist French resistance movements merge into one group. 1942, a Japanese submarine is seen in the mouth of the Columbia River in Oregon. 1942, a Jewish brigade attached to the British Army attacked by British Army in World War II forms. 1943, 617 Squadron, the Dam Busters, attends investiture at Buckingham Palace. Commanding Officer Guy Gibson awarded the Victoria Cross. 1946, speaking at a prayer meeting in New Delhi, Gandhi calls on South African government to stop hooliganism. 1949, Edward Ezard Charles beats Jersey Joe Walcott in 15 rounds for the National Boxing Association World Heavyweight title. 1959, Class, the first hit by Chubby Checker, peaks at number 38 in the U.S. 1963, Little Stevie Wonder, age 13, releases his first single, Fingertips. First live, non-studio recording to go to number one on Billboard. 1970, Richard Nixon signs extension of the 1965 Voting Rights Act that requires voting age to be 18 in all federal, state, and local elections. 1973, George Harrison releases Living in the Material World. 1979, Larry Holmes has a technical knockout over Mike Weaver in 12 rounds for the heavyweight boxing title. 1980, Pope John Paul II beatifies Kateri Takawitha, making her the first Native American to be beatified. 1981, John McEnroe's famous "You Can't Be Serious" rant in the first round win over Tom Gullickson at Wimbledon. 1981, Mark David Chapman pleads guilty to killing John Lennon. And 1982, Prince Charles and Princess Diana take newborn son Prince William home from the hospital. I think that's pretty much it. 1990, Nelson Mandela addresses a United Nations Special Committee against apartheid in New York, saying that nothing has occurred in South Africa to reverse the ANC's position. And 1992, two skeletons excavated in Yekaterinburg, Russia, identified as Tsar Nicholas II and Tsarina Alexandra. 1992. All right. Well, that is it. On what happened on this date in history. You know, we've been talking about ghosts. And we've been talking about a lot of ghosts. We've talked about ghosts in Georgia. Stone Mountain, which has a very well-known sculpture, is known to be quite haunted. There's an old cemetery at the end of Main Street in Stone Mountain. It dates back before the Civil War. A lot of folks have seen orbs floating around, and if you take a picture, you're guaranteed to photograph an orb. You have to go at night, though. There are marble platforms to stand on. Then there's the Village Inn, built around 1930s, used as a hospital during the Civil War. A lot of folks have heard the audible hauntings, including a man singing, whistling, Morse code, footsteps being reported, doors slam, witnesses report glimpses of shadows moving out of the corner of your eye. There's been a long history here of paranormal events. And then in Somerville, there's the Corpse Woods. It's an abandoned manor house, scene of a double murder in 1982. Before the murder, the site was once used for satanic rituals. It's said to be haunted by evil forces. Swainsboro, the old covered bridge. Not really sure how to direct you to get there, but if there's anybody in town that you can find to talk to, they'll know where it's at. According to the story, a man had drowned his wife in this river for insurance money back in the 30s. Afterwards, he went nuts and finally told police where to find her body. But in spite of him telling them where she was at, they never found any trace of her. According to the story, if you go to the bridge, put your front tires barely on the bridge, turn off your lights, lock your doors, and put your keys on the hood, and walk to the other end of the bridge and turn around and come back, you'll see a light in the middle of the river floating on top of the water. Go back to your car, you'll find that your doors are unlocked, the engine's running, and the lights are on. Not really sure how this one can get explained, but I've got a number of reports that say it actually happens. In Swainsboro, the old WJAT radio station and auditorium, witnesses report that lights go on and off, objects move around. The outline of a young man can be seen moving through several of the other rooms, and also inside the auditorium. Talbot County, O'Neill District. In the 1840s, according to reports, there was a werewolf killing sheep in Talbot County. So many animals were killed that a $200 reward was offered to anybody who could kill the werewolf. A very strange young lady named Isabel Burton was suspected of being the werewolf. I don't know that it was ever proven, but whenever she'd leave town, the creature would not be seen and there wouldn't be any livestock killed. But whenever she'd come back to town, the killings would start up again. One night, a hunter claimed to have wounded the animal. Next day, Isabel had a wound in the same location as the hunter said he had hit the creature. After that, the werewolf went away and the killing stopped. Isabel eventually died and is buried in a church cemetery somewhere in Talbot County. Folks say her spirit still howls at night. Tallapoosa, Devil's Kitchen. Witnesses report hearing the screams of a woman that was murdered there in the 1940s. Her boyfriend was said to have killed her, and another man was involved because they were all involved in a robbery and they were afraid she was going to tell. Well, crossing the bridge before Keys Castle, a young man in a blue windbreaker can be seen walking across the bridge. Legend has it the young man and his friend were drinking and driving, and he was upset because of a prank. And he had something to do with the killing of the girl back in the 40s. He eventually fell off the bridge and was said to have drowned. But witnesses say he's still there waiting on his friends to come back and pick him up. He may have a long wait. Temple United Methodist Church. According to the locals, there are at least two ladies who are said to haunt this church. Drive by at night, you can see a woman standing in the second floor window of the old nursery. She appears to be looking out the window while holding a baby. Those who go in the building report hearing the sound of women walking around in high heel shoes, and laughter has been heard when there's nobody there. Different lights have been known to turn on and off throughout the night. The sounds of books hitting the floor on the second floor can be heard as well, and pictures have been taken. And at least one video camera recorded heat and orbs floating around. The partitions have been removed, and you can hear very distinctly chairs moving across the floor in the old fellowship hall, even though there's never anybody there. Thomasville, the lynching grove. The murder of a woman was lynched and hung from a tall tree out in the grove. Before he was hung, he cursed the mob. And according to witnesses, at night you can hear the killer's ghost laughing. Now, the evidence doesn't say if he really was the murderer, but apparently the mob thought he was. Troop County, McCaucus Mill. The owner of the mill in the 1800s caught his wife having an affair. He killed his wife and her lover. Reports of seeing a floating woman in white and screams are heard at the mill. Apparitions of the lover are seen in the woods around the mill. He's an angry spirit, as would most of us if we were killed in mid-coitus, so to speak. Troop County, North Whatley Road, the cemetery that's located there. It dates back to the 1800s. And witnesses who've gone into that cemetery report experiencing a very strange stillness. There's a large marker in the middle of the cemetery, and it said if you go up to that marker and knock on it three times, you'll hear some horrendous screams. Dogs are also known to react violent to the place, and a number of apparitions have been reported. In Tifton, there's Hickory Springs. Now, information isn't known on what exactly happened in the late 1900s. According to the story, if you're to walk behind the church, there's a trail behind it that leads out into the woods. You'll hear things running through the woods to meet you as you get close to the end of the trail. These objects will make odd noises like a panther, and there's a really high-pitched scream that's heard that will send chills up your spine. Residents from miles away say they can hear that scream coming from every direction. Now, you can't go to Hickory Springs at night because there's no trespassing signs, and they put up cameras every place. You can go there during the day, though the groundskeeper has been known to shoot at trespassers, which is very insulting. Toomsboro, the old Toomsboro Hotel. There are weird lights and noises have been heard and seen at night. When the hotel's undergoing restoration, it was said that things would be moved around or just frankly vanish. Nobody knows what may have happened at the hotel that resulted in the hauntings, but clearly they're there. Then we have Tybee Island. I almost moved there. It's a great place. The lighthouse. Every full moon out by the old fort, you can hear the sounds of fighting and the cries of folks dying as the ocean waters turn the color of blood red. The fort is right across the road from the lighthouse, which is said to be haunted by a former keeper. Unadilla, the old Unadilla Baptist Church. This site's said by many to be haunted. In 1994 and 95, four teenagers went out there to see if they could see the ghost, and they discovered one of the graves near the church had been dug up, and a skull was sitting on top of a headstone. Now, if you count there now, you'll be apprehended. The church, as of December 2003, is no longer standing. It was torn down sometime before. The old cemetery is still there, and it's still active. This church was actually located literally in the middle of nowhere. And when you approached it, it almost looked like it was glowing. Valdosta Spook Bridge, right near the Quitman Line, take Highway 84 west. Turn left at the caution light right before you get to Quitman and go down to the first dirt road on the left. It's actually a dead end. There's no bridge crossing the water that's no longer available for use. Said to be used in satanic rituals many years ago. You park at the dead end and walk the path to the bridge. And the minute you cross the dirt path onto the old concrete bridge, you'll feel extremely cold. You see images of people walking towards you across the bridge. And sometimes it's been reported you can actually feel them touch you. There's said to be a line of light that few people are ever able to cross. You hear screams and voices and feel a great deal of fear. From everybody I can get reports, it's said this is a very scary location. Then the Valdosta is the Warren's Blue Bayou. Now, it's said that when this bar used to be a house, the former owner hung himself in his office after he locked the door behind him. Now, during the night, chairs end up on the floor after being put up the night before. You know, like they do in most places when they clean, they'll put the chairs up on the tables. The recent owner apparently is locked out of the office after she went to use the bathroom. On another occasion, patrons started screaming vulgar words toward the ghost. And as soon as they were finished, the lights and sounds cut off for a minute and a cold chill ran through the room. There's an update from May of 2004. An investigator reported They went with two of the members of their group, and the owner of the building that was then known as Warren's Blue Bayou, formerly the Bell House, named after James Bell, who built it around the turn of the century. It's now Vito's Restaurant, or it was at that point in time. Although they didn't get any EMF readings, temperatures, drops, or electronic voice phenomena, they did manage to photograph a number of orbs. The images are very clear and bright. They had it analyzed by professional developers who could explain it as a developing error or any other kind of reflection. Right now, they're trying to get the current owner's permission to go back and spend some time there. Now, one orb photo may not seem like a whole lot, but according to Mr. Warren, when his employees stacked tables on the chair so they could mop, they'd turn around and they'd be right back on the floor again. He also alleges, as he sat in his office doing paperwork, he felt a forceful thump on his chest. And when he looked down, there was a spot about the size of a man's fist on his chest. So clearly, the spirits are still wandering around. It's just a matter of getting them on camera. Van Wert, old Van Wert Church and Graveyard. It's a very old church and graveyard. It's a very eerie location. Many workers buried there from the quarries that dot the area. A lot of brutality was reported in the quarry as well. Spectral entities and eyes that seem to follow you everywhere have been seen, especially in the wooded area around the cemetery. The whole Rockmart, Cedar Town, Fish Creek, and Van Wert area are said to be very haunted. In Varnell, there's the Blue Hole. Around Christmas in the post-Civil War years of the 19th century, a stagecoach was making its run from Varnell to Ringo when a sinkhole opened up in its pass. According to the locals, horses, carriage, and passengers disappeared into the water. During the same time of year, a phantom coach can be seen barreling toward the Blue Hole and vanish right at its edge. Located off the highway 2 miles north of Varnell, you have to hike to it on the old federal road. You can't drive to it anymore. Wayne County, Jessup, the Spook Light. Just off Highway 84 in Wayne County, between Jessup and Screven, is a stretch of railroad track that's said to be haunted. The locals called the spirit the Spook Light. Said years ago a rail worker lost his balance and fell on the tracks, and an approaching train ran over him and cut off his head. Now he walks the tracks at night, usually around midnight, carrying a lantern, and he's said to be looking for his head. A number of folks have seen the Spook Light, but they can't find any other explanation for it. Waverly Hall. Now, I know Waverly Hall pretty well. I spent a year or so there. The Clarks. There's a large plantation house in the middle of town. Witnesses report hearing screams and seeing orbs and encountering coal spots in various places on the property. Then in Waverly Hall, there's Miss Pitt's house. Her spirit is said to still inhabit the house, and the sound of children laughing can be heard. Now, Miss Pitt didn't have any children herself, so where these children came from is anybody's guess. Then there's the Waverly Hall Cemetery. A number of witnesses have reported hearing some extremely loud grating screams coming from there. They've seen lights and what sounded like somebody walking and then running right near them. The Waverly Hall Cemetery and the surrounding houses are sitting in the middle of what's known as a paranormal hotspot. Been a lot of events recorded here. Apparitions, coal spots, and ghosts have even been recorded on electronic voice phenomena and on tape. If you want to go hunting for ghosts, this is a place to go. Wallaska, Reinhardt College. Cobb Hall was built on the site of an old barn that burned down early in the school's history. Little girl was killed in the fire, and she now wanders the building, peering in rooms and giggling through the air vents. Wallaska, the Reinhardt College, again, Gordy Hall. There's an unexplained mangled man that has been seen in Gordy Hall. And the wandering spirit of Captain A.M. Reinhardt itself, the school's co-founder, has been seen on a number of occasions. Wallaska, Reinhardt College, Paul Jones Hall. Many of the buildings on campus of Reinhardt College, which was a medical Methodist school founded in 1883 in the northern section of Cherokee County, have had supernatural occurrences attached to them. The ghost of a janitor that hung himself in a 65-year-old building's attic haunts the oldest still-standing dormitory, Paul Jones Hall. In that particular dormitory, the doors are said to open and close by themselves, shower and water spigots turn on and off, and the noise made by the suicide can be heard replayed almost nightly by folks on the top floor. They're said to be coming from the attic, which of course is padlocked. You can't get up there. So the idea of somebody up there playing a joke is slim. Waycross, Ware County Old Jail. Level 3, the third cell. A lot of folks claim to see an old lady from back when the races were separated. She hung herself and in this particular cell, and at night you can see her walking down the hall. A lot of folks won't stay on the third level because of all the activity. White County, Cooley Woods Road. This entire length of road is said to be very haunted. The fields around it sometimes glow an eerie shade of green at night. An old home place was located in one of the fields, was occupied by an old woman. It said the house burned down and she died in the fire. And if you stand in the field late at night, you can hear her rocking back and forth in the old rocker she used to sit in. Her ghost is also said to sometimes take the form of a black panther and roam the area. And there is a pond located in one of the fields, and it said at night, green lights rise from the water and float across the fields and out into the woods. The vast majority of this area is private property, so it's not really open for wandering around. White County, Crescent Hill Baptist Church. Folks who spend time in that church say they smell flowers. When none are present, they hear the sounds like people walking in the woods surrounding the cemetery that's right outside the church. White County, Lynch Mountain. This old dirt road in Sawtee is supposed to be haunted by a headless ghost that glides along beside your car late at night. There's also a house on that road where red eyes can be seen staring out at the road from one of the windows. Then the Coochie Antique Mall in White County. Formerly known as the Martin House, the mall is supposed to be haunted by two different ghosts. And on the second floor, in the room where they kept the antique electronics, radio is supposed to be turned on and off by the ghost of a girl who is said to die in that room. And on the third floor, the attic, it's said to be haunted by the ghost of an old woman who spent most of her time sitting by the window in her rocking chair. On the Coochie Methodist Church in White County, cemetery beside the church is supposed to be haunted. There's a grave of a young girl there, and her father built a dollhouse over her grave to, he said, protect her from the rain. They say the man that killed her was hung on the property, and if you stand beside her grave long enough, you're supposed to be able to hear her crying. White County, Pig Valley Cemetery. People who have visited this cemetery said to hear voices and whispers and encounter unexplained movement and footsteps in the woods nearby. And folks who have spent time in that cemetery have also said to have experienced unexplained bouts of fear. The area is a known location for satanic rituals. The road, which is known as Pig Valley Road, and most of this area is now closed off, and they plan on flooding it to build a lake. In White County, Sawtee, Nacoochee Indian Burial Mound. According to those that study these things, these mounds were supposed to be built about 10,000 B.C. by local tribes. According to the legend, Choctaw Brave had a forbidden love with a lovely young Cherokee princess named Nacoochee, which translates as Evening Star. The two ran away with each other and hid on the slope of Yona Mountain. Cherokee search party found him, and Nacoochee's father ordered Sawtee thrown off the face of the mountain. Seconds after he was thrown off the mountain, Nacoochee threw herself after him, refusing to live without her love. The two lovers are said to be buried in a large mound on the banks of the Chattahoochee River. The area is now named after the two. It's said if you desecrate or even tread on the mound, bad fortune will come at you from the Indian spirits. This mound has been marked as a historic area and located in the field intersection of Georgia Highway 75 and 17. Stovall Mill Covered Bridge in White County. It's a historic covered bridge. It's said to be haunted. If you stand on the bridge alone at night, you're supposed to hear the cries of unseen babies and the sound of horse-drawn carriages going by. The bridge is a local landmark and, frankly, is open to the public. It also appears in the film I Climbed the Highest Mountain. If you want to get a look at it, you might check out that old film. Whitfield County Tunnel Hill. The Western Atlantic Tunnel, or the Tunnel Hill Tunnel as it's known. The tunnel and the surrounding area was a site for numerous Civil War battles. In the 1900s, a man riding on a circus train was supposed to have been decapitated there in an accident. If you're riding on top of the train and you go into the tunnel, it is considered polite to duck. Ghostly forms are seen inside the tunnel. In the field surrounding the area, several bloody battles were fought. People reported seeing ghostly campfires and lanterns that disappear when you get near them. And a number of witnesses have reported encountering the smell of rotting flesh that only some can smell. And there have been sightings of both Confederate and Union soldiers that vanished into thin air when approached. And sometimes from the woods, you hear strange screams. Wonder, Alexander Street. According to witnesses, mirrors fall every morning at 3:30 in the morning. Hand reaching in the window, luffing the shower curtains have been reported. There's a drop of 10 degrees once in a while in several of the rooms. Doors will open right after they've been locked. And some have reported seeing a young woman walking through the kitchen in a white gown. And on more than one occasion, tables have shattered. Woodstock, Bradshaw Bridge. Back in the 1700s, a young man hung himself on a bridge that's now part of Red 5, the front nine of the golf course, Bradshaw Farms. Legend has it, if you pay careful attention, you can see this young man every night swaying as he hangs there. Woodstock, Mill Springs Baptist Church and Cemetery. According to the story, a woman died in this cemetery when she wanted to prove to everybody she wasn't afraid to be there. She stuck a pitchfork in a grave of a known local witch. It caught her apron and scared her so bad when she couldn't move, she died of a heart attack. It's said you can still hear her scream in fear. The graveyard is known for many other strange happenings as well. Worth County, Holly Elementary School. Said to be rumors that a man had hung himself in what's now the fourth grade girls' bathroom. And on cloudy days, if you walk in the last bathroom stall, you get the very strong feeling somebody's watching you. And there have been a number of reports of girls playing Bloody Mary and many broken, scratched mirrors resulting. The school's still in use and been around since 1962. Been a lot of other ghostly reports that have been made in other parts of the school, such as the lunchroom, the fifth grade wing, the storage rooms, and the bathroom on the music room hallway. If you can get access, it's an interesting place to go explore. Worth County, the Holland Tire Company. What's now the Holland Tire Company, man it was running from the FBI, was actually killed. People say if you ride by the tire yard on 82, you see a shadow lurking about. And whenever those who do go by there report feeling cold chills. And people who have worked at the factory say that you hear a lot of strange things, especially late in the afternoon. Worth County, Providence Cemetery. It's been believed if you go to Providence Cemetery, you can see spirits walking around. The ghosts do not rest peacefully. Yorkville, the old pool home place. According to witnesses, pictures fall over in the house. You can hear chains rattling and people walking around, especially on rainy nights. Young Harris College, the new dorm. A number of years ago, a student at the college hung himself on the premises where the newly built dormitory stands. It's said by some faculty and former students that high up, normally on the second to third floor of the new dormitory, you can vaguely see him hanging there from the rope tied to the ceiling. This is usually experienced in the late hours of the night. And sometimes he's been reported sitting out on the lawn writing in a book of poetry. Now, monitors return on and off for no reason. The blinds will shake in some of the rooms. Doors on the closet will shake. One student said the door entering their room will be knocked on, but whenever they check, there's nobody there. And there's been a lot of commotion in their bathroom. And it doesn't matter what time of day or night it is. It happens at its own schedule. Then at Young Harris College, there's the Clegg Fine Arts Building, Clegg Auditorium. It's common knowledge over the campus that Charlie Clegg, the president of the college in the 1960s, haunts the Fine Arts Building. Even professors acknowledge his presence by saying goodnight, Charlie, when exiting the building for the night. He's been known to play the organ downstairs late at night, appear on stage, find lost props minutes before the actor has to appear on stage, whisper lines to actors who draw a blank, and even touch a few people on their back from time to time. Although normally considered benevolent and helpful, he often frightens people to the point where they won't come back in the auditorium by themselves. Then there's also Dobbs Theater on Young Harris College. In the early 1990s, there was a janitor named Jesse who loved the theater and would participate when a particular roll call for somebody who had visible age. One day he was driving home and wound up having an accident, wrapped his car around a tree. His ghost has haunted the Black Box ever since, and that's the name of the theater within the within Dobbs Theater. In the storage room, the noise of moving chairs and other items can often be heard. In the classroom, the motion sensor lights turn on when the door is locked and nobody's in there. Footsteps go up the steps onto the stage, and they've been heard around the building in a number of different areas. There's been movements upstairs and on the catwalks, and in fact, it happens so often it's considered common. Where Charlie in the Clegg building usually causes commotion at night, Jesse seems to be around 24 hours a day, even when there are large groups and classes in the theater. And let's keep in mind that many places that have these type of hauntings, all the ghost wants is somebody to acknowledge their presence. And apparently both Charlie and Jesse get acknowledged. Now from... You know, this is, as I said earlier, is actually, I'm trying to find where I had it. This has also been considered the solstice. No, actually, the solstice was officially on the 20th, but we weren't doing a show on the 20th, so I'm going to talk about the solstice since I got asked. It's also known as the estival solstice or midsummer. Occurs in one of Earth's poles, has its maximum tilt toward the sun. It actually happens twice a year, once in each hemisphere. And for that particular hemisphere, the summer solstice is when the summer reaches its highest position in the sky and the day with the longest period of daylight. Within the Arctic Circle, for the northern hemisphere, the Antarctic, for the southern hemisphere, there's a continuous daylight around the summer solstice. On the solstice, the Earth's maximum actual tilt toward the sun is 23.44 degrees. Now, the summer solstice, of course, as the name implies, occurs during the summer. This is the June solstice in the northern hemisphere and the December solstice in the southern hemisphere. And depending on the shift of the calendar, the summer solstice occurs between June 20th and the 22nd in the northern hemisphere and between December 20th and December 23rd in the southern. Now, since prehistory, the summer solstice has been seen as a significant time of year in many cultures and has been marked by festivals and rituals. Traditionally, in many temperate regions, the summer solstice is seen as the middle of summer and referred to as the midsummer. Although the summer solstice is the longest day of the year for that hemisphere, the dates of early sunrise and latest sunset vary by a few days. Now, 2016 was the first time in nearly 70 years that a full moon and the northern hemisphere summer solstice occurred on the same day. 2016, summer solstice full moon rose just as the sun set. Now, the significance given to the summer solstice is varied among cultures, but most recognize the event in some way with holidays, festivals, and rituals around the time of the, with themes of religion and fertility. Particularly in Sweden, midsummer is one of the year's major holidays when the country closes down as much as during Christmas. In some regions, the summer solstice is seen as the beginning of summer and the end of spring. Okay. Now, some of the celebrations that have to do with the summer solstice is midsummer, as we mentioned. Dragon Boat Festival in East Asia. Christmas typically marks the summer, the southern summer solstice. Day of Private Reflection in Northern Ireland. Johannes in Finland. Jani in Latvia. National Aboriginal Day in Canada. Tarigan in Iran. Fremont Solstice Parade in Fremont, Seattle, Washington, in the United States. Santa Barbara Summer Solstice Parade in Santa Barbara, California. International Surfing Day. International Yoga Day. Fête de la Musique, also known as World Music Day. And the Winter Solstice in the Southern Hemisphere at Initi Raymi in Machu Picchu, Peru. Huitripantu in Mapuche, Southern Chile. And now, the length of the day on the summer solstice of the north is varies. Murmansk, it's 24 hours, is the length of the day. In Bodo, 24. Rovaniemi, 24. Lulea, 23 hours and 4 minutes. Kim, 21 hours and 58 minutes. Reykjavik, 21 hours and 8 minutes. Trondheim, 20 hours, 35 minutes. Stockholm, 18 hours, 37 minutes. Riga, 17 hours and 52 minutes. Copenhagen, 17 hours and 32 minutes. Vilnius, 17 hours and 17 minutes. Now the, in Edinburgh, 17 hours and 36 minutes. Moscow, 17 hours and 33 minutes. Berlin, 16 hours and 49 minutes. Paris, 16 hours and 10 minutes. Rome, 15 hours and 13 minutes. Madrid, 15 hours and 3 minutes. Cairo, 14 hours and 4 minutes. Cape Town, 9 hours and 53 minutes. Tehran, 14 hours and 34 minutes. Beirut, 14 hours and 24 minutes. Riyadh, 13 hours and 39 minutes. Fairbanks, 21 hours and 49 minutes. Rio de Janeiro, 10 hours and 43 minutes. Beijing, 15 hours, even. Tokyo, 14 hours and 34 minutes. Shanghai, 14 hours and 10 minutes. Let's see here. There we go. I got all kinds of stuff starting up here. Welcome to the end of another show. We'll be back tomorrow night. But once again, you'll be listening to Ken Hudnall and the Ken Hudnall Show. Until then, have a truly great evening.